The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays, 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
How's it looking, Stella?
Sure, suddenly the pressure is there. So, kyk ja, ons is in donker tye, like letterlik, like die ligte is nie aan nie. En ek dink die enigste lig hier is die geld wat aan Eskom gegee word, maar het kom nog steeds van die belastingbetaler af.
Ja.
Want, ja, so if we look at the key takeouts from the budget today, GDP, so the economy essentially, growth is slowing down. In October last year, they still expected the economy to grow at least 1.6%, 1.4%. Government debt is ballooning to like, these numbers are actually, it blows my mind. It's hard for me to keep up. And the main reason is Eskom and the debt relief that's going to Eskom.
We're at like 73% of GDP, I think.
By the year 2025-26, yes, 76% of GDP is actually government debt, and that excludes the cost of servicing that debt.
Yeah, I mean, if you took your annual salary, if you owed 73% of that in, you know, I mean, it's not a good position to be in. Mm-hmm. We're not, this isn't like a home loan. I'm talking, imagine your credit card debt was 73% of your annual salary.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
Excluding your banking fee.
Yeah.
For paying that debt.
Work, the other thing is that we're going to now obviously get a massive bailout for Eskom. Great. That is only to service their debt. Dit beteken nie daar gaan bekwame mense daar wees wat die probleme met die kragvoorsiening gaan oplos nie. That is what I'm annoyed by. Like, okay, we're going to give you all this money from the taxpayer, but actually the problems that we're sitting with, hi guys, is still the problems because it's not going to solve anything.
Because I also tell you for free that we were technically in stage 7, if not stage 8 today, because every 1,000 megawatts is a stage, right?
Yeah.
We were down 7,000 today. So they didn't announce that we were in stage 7, but we were.
Effectively,
yeah. We were.
Quite right. We checked that with Eskom and our understanding is correct.
Yeah.
But, so on electricity, at least businesses and individuals that invest in solar can now claim back more. Dis nie vir wat jy klaar spandeer het nie.
Van die 1st of March af.
Yeah.
So if you're putting solar in from the 1st of March, you get a rebate. As a consumer, it's only up to like 15,000 rand.
Yeah, yes. For consumers, it's not a lot. For businesses, you can claim back up to 125%.
Which is
of the
amazing.
Expense incurred. So for businesses, it's good.
Is there a cash limit on that as well, like 15,000, or is businesses in general?
Let me double check the limit, but not as far as I know.
Because if you're a business and you can claim back 125% of your solar cost at the moment, that's huge.
That is huge, but that 25% is only going to go probably into the account that has had to pay for diesel to run generators so these businesses can stay afloat.
No, look, but if you'll get even a little bit back for putting solar panels on your roof, that would be a very useful thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and as you said, for individuals, there is a cap. For businesses, no threshold.
Oh, good.
Yeah. The other good thing, tax, personal income tax.
Sorry, this music's very dramatic. I can't
it's very
anymore.
Dramatic. Personal income taxes are going up by only inflation. So it was kind of positioned as they're not going up, but they are going up by inflation, but we're not seeing huge increases there. And we are at least also seeing some increases in the social grants. I think this is something that people watch very closely every year. The old age and disability grant is going up by October, because it happens in two stages, by about 100 rand. And 100 rand maak 'n verskil.
Yeah.
Huge difference.
It makes a difference. And then I think the thing that everyone is watching, and Joe, I'm specifically looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The sin taxes. Is that something you watch?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
No, not me.
So I did not cast aspersions. Never. But if someone like Joe, for example, was watching the sin taxes, a 340 milliliter can of beer increases by 10 cents. A 750 milliliter bottle of wine goes up by 18 cents. 750 milliliter bottle of spirits going up by 3 rand 90. A 23 gram cigar goes up by 5 rand 47. Cigarras, dude.
Who are they measuring that for? I'm sorry. Why is it in the budget every year? Why do we always know what the cigar price is? Who is this information for?
Maybe we should find out if our listeners, or like how many of them smoke cigars.
I'm Bruno.
A pack of cigarettes, though, the duty rises by 98 cents.
Ooh.
So a buck.
Yeah, basically.
A buck for ciggies.
No.
Yeah, and then there we'll also talk at some stage about the new tobacco bill that's being talked about as well, which is quite steep. So there you go. The is the highlight then the 125% solo rebate for businesses offer?
I think at a like lived level, yes, the rebates, the relief that is there for investing in solar. At a macroeconomic level, the fact that Eskom is costing us a lot and the impact that has, we're in a tough economy in terms of the macroeconomic environment, also internationally. It could have been worse, but yeah, I think the main thing to watch is this debt burden of the state. It is massive. Okay. And then, of course, the possibility of grey listing by Friday.
Oh, good. Lots of things to follow. Well, there you go. So those are effectively the budget highlights this afternoon. We got some good stuff on the website as well, jackarandfm.com. Our news team has put together a whole infographic that you can go and have a look at. Mm-hmm. Donkey Stella.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.